Hello and welcome there to another edition of the Chesapeake Hockey Week. I'm your host, Scotty Waz. How y'all doing this week? Huh? Exciting. Things happening. Mid-October. Things going in full motion. We'll talk about the Maryland Black Bears this week. They were back at home taking on the Jamestown Rebels. We'll talk about the, my God, just the excitement this weekend had for the Black Bears, both on both sides of the spectrum. Lowest of lows, highest of highs. Great time had by all there at the Den. We got some college roundups going on. Some interesting situations with scheduling, I'll say the least. The Terps D3 were in action. Towson Tigers, Navy Midshipmen, the club team for the Stevenson University Mustangs, they were all in action. Also, we'll talk a little high school hockey, just a little bit, as the season gets started in both the MSHL and the MAPHL. And also, we'll talk about some players who crushed a lot this week from the Maryland area. But some house cleaning first. Some house cleaning from last time. So, I will fully say I'm terrible with names. I will fully say that, in general, I'm not great with pronunciations. Thank goodness. Coach Clint Millamock. See, it even says this on this sheet of paper I'm holding here, the pronunciation guide. It'll help me a whole heck of a lot going forward. So that's always good. So there's that. Hopefully, I won't screw up too many Maryland Black Bears names, and more teams need to do this. Secondly, Sean Stempner of WMAR. Channel 2 was who I was thinking of. I said Steve Stempner, I think. I apologize, Sean. I know you don't listen to the show, but I'll put that out there. Thirdly and finally, I think I figured out something with the Clutching Crab as well as the end of the show. Oleg Kedvasha, the former NHL star who I don't think is running that account, came up with a great idea, and I'm sure you'll hear it at the end because it makes life more simpler. And doesn't drag it out my dumb over-enunciated Maryland accent. So, that house cleaning's done, which is more than the house cleaning I've done in my own place. My studio's a mess. You know what else was a mess? The emotions of the fans of the Maryland Black Bears games this weekend at the Den in Piney Orchard. Boy howdy, that was something. Even watching it from afar, that was gut-wrenching. Both games, both high and low. The Jamestown Rebels were into town, and now the Rebels, they were in the last place. Why do I have to say it that way? They were in last place, but they also played like four games in the entire season. Now this is a team who is 2 years removed from being a regular season champion in the NHL, won two division titles. They got to the Robertson Cup semifinals, the Final Four. They lost the championship game in 16-17. Like, this is a team that knows their stuff. So it shouldn't be surprised they put up a fight. But when both games go to a shootout, oh, doctor, that was something. Now, Friday night, the Big ZD was back, so that means Johnny P was a happy boy. And it also means that the fans are up in ruckus, and not just because of the ZD, because they knew the Black Bears are coming off a great weekend previous, and they're trying to build off of that going forward. So to start off Friday night, a little feeling out period, first period, not really much going on there. Not a lot of shots, not a lot of scoring at all, none scoring, actually. Then the second period, business picked up. Business picked up, and by the name of Jake Tsujishi. What an odd angle shot he scored for his second of the year. High shoulder, kind of at a weird sideboard angle that went up and over Ryan Keane's shoulder, putting the Black Bears up 1-0. Then about 10 minutes later in the game, Max Borst, who just got a penalty, released from the box, gets a pass from Carter Wade, goes in, puts his first of the season on the board. That puts Maryland up 2-0. But the dreaded two-goal lead reared its ugly head as Augie Moore, 36 seconds in to the third period, got his second of the season. Nate Clark and Alex Fry were the assist on there. And then late into the game, late into the third, with just under 2 minutes left, Alex Fry struck for his fourth of the season. Augie Moore got the assist on that one to tie the game. The overtime showed nothing. The overtime just said, nah, going to a shootout. Quinn Wormuth, he got the first goal for the Black Bears, but Daylon Manon and Matteo Minotti were not able to score. Noah Finstrom for the Rebels didn't get a goal in his first one, but Nick Stuckless and Jimmy Glenn got a goal, and that put the Rebels up 2-1 and gave them the game overall 3-2. I will say this, though. They probably learned from that game. Learned a whole heck of a lot. Two-goal leads are nothing to sit on, especially on a team that's just as hungry to get out there and especially to get increase their standing in the division. So get a point out of it. That's fine. Freaking, my God. David Tomeo was phenomenal. 41 saves coming in, and he deserved a big night of rest, and that's what he got on Saturday. Kind of. As Big Ben Beck, the commit to Maine from Germany, got his first start as a Maryland Black Bear. Suffice to say, in contrast to what they were saying in the broadcast, Beck actually did get some starts last year with the Brooklyn Blizzards in the NAHL. So to say it was his first ever start in the NAHL, a little bit of a misnomer. Kind of understood what he says. You get caught up in the moment. These things happen. Can't fault the guy. That's life. But maybe it should have been Ben Beck's first game in the NAHL. He did not look great. He did not look in game shape. And a guy's been out for a month of the season plus ahead of time on that. He didn't come into camp healthy. He was injured. Didn't get to see ice time until a few weeks back, starting to get into his groove, and then just couldn't face the game action. And it is what it is. He gave up 4 goals on 14 shots in the first period, which, by the way, being outshot 14-2 in the first period, it wasn't the greatest thing. The breakout for the Black Bears was not the best. Jamestown put their foot on the pedal in a big, big way to start off Saturday's game. And all weekend, they seemed just a little bit faster at the start of it, but things started to even out in the end. So Beck didn't have a great showing in that first period in his first appearance. Things will happen. Once he gets more prepared, once he's able to get into a flow of things, I'm sure we will see the better of Benjamin Beck. He just didn't have it this game. Such is life. You move on. It's just a game. We can't get caught up in it. It looked good for the start. Connor Pooley knotted his 7th of the year. Matteo Minotti with his 10th assist of the year. Quinn Wormuth with his 9th assist. These numbers are insane. These numbers were insane for this team. But then things just slid downhill. After Pulley's goal, 32 seconds after that, Jamestown came back. Seth Bergeron got his first of the year. Augie Moore, Jake Felker on the assist. And literally halfway through the first period, Augie Moore got his third of the year. Jake Feltner with another assist. Lucas Oler with an assist on that one. And then Nick Stuckless struck twice. Once on the power play. Augie Moore, Sam Anze on the assist, and then his third of the year from Alex Roy and Lucas Oler. Quick. Like I said, turnovers were a big, big thing. So many turnovers, you could start a bakery. That's a line I use all the time. So Benjamin Beck's night was finished early. He got a little bit of a breather. Sees a lot of rubber, sees it quick. Doesn't get, you know, turnovers happen, not really in full game shape, and these things happen. Tomeo comes in, a little bit of a rest, and he played wonderfully down the stretch, and we'll talk a little bit more about him. All the while, a lot of people were trying to, you know, maybe counting the Black Bears out. Maybe it wasn't their night. 4-1, chicken tenders and fries were being served. These things happen. Grease. But also has that protein, maybe some complex carbohydrates. I'm not a nutritionist. I just work at a hospital. And these things start to happen. Excessive juice himself. Jake Tsujishi got his third of the year and started a comeback late in the second period. You hate to give up those goals in the last minute, but excessive juice got himself his third of the year. Patrick Choi, Luke Salem with the assist, and that started the fire. That started the fire for the Black Bears. The third period was all theirs. Connor Pooley, his eighth of the year. From Manon and Warmuth on the power play. Patrick Choi getting his first of the year. Choi has been just splendid in his time with the Maryland Black Bears. 6 games, 7 points. Cameron Timor, Merrick Wozni with the assist on that. Merrick Wozni quietly, 7 assists this year, folks. Then Lucas Uller gets Jamestown right back in it. Alex Roy and Nate Clark with the assist on that on the power play, but Maryland gets a power play of their own late into the game. And the power play specialist himself, Lucas Youngbloom, fourth goal of the year, Connor Pooley with an assist, Patrick Choi with an assist. Youngbloom, 4 power play goals, all his goals on the power play. I believe all his assists on the power play, 7 power play points. That's some fantasy numbers if we had NHL fantasy. I don't think that's a thing. Kind of think that's illegal. Anyway, went to overtime again. And I will say that this could be the downfall of the Maryland Black Bears. Overtimes. Not just because they go to a lot of them. Not just because I'm looking at the stats here. This is their two wins in overtime. They have 5 overtime games this year. It's absurd. Absurd amount. But penalties late. Every home game the Black Bears have had, there's been an overtime penalty against them. This weekend, Luke Paulsner, twice, both times. Luckily, he was let off the hook both times. But that's discipline that needs to start happening. As we get later on in the year, these things are going to catch up to you. Especially when it's 3-on-3 hockey, especially when there's a lot of ice out there. Discipline's going to have to be key for these gentlemen. We'll see how it goes there. Again, another night, another shootout. But this time, threes were wild for the Black Bears. Nick Stuckless, no goal. Jimmy Glynn, Augie Moore got goals for the Rebels. But Warmuth, Wozni, Choi, boom, 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 3 goals. That leads them to victory. 3 points on the weekend. David Tomeo with the win. 20 saves in a relief effort. Jamestown was throwing fire. Jamestown was throwing fire at the net. 78 shots in 2 games. It's a lot of shots. A lot of shots in those games. Only giving up 7 goals. That's pretty decent. Not where you want it to be, but that's pretty decent. So, you would like a sweep every weekend. You like those 4 points. 3 out of 4 ain't bad. Take them. Puts Maryland in sole possession of third place in the East Division. 14 points, 5-5-3. One shootout loss. Oh, gosh. I guess that's another shootout loss. So I guess that's 6 games in overtime. My goodness. 500 record. Past 10, 4-3-2. And well, that's a hell of a past 10. 4-3-2-1. Lift off. So the Black Bears in third in the East Division. But you know what, man? Listen. The crowds have been chef's kiss. Another big weekend for Maryland. Another big weekend for them in attendance. God bless you who all come out. God bless all of you. Guys are great. Man, it's good for the team to see this. It's good for to be supported like that. Pretty awesome. Pretty damn awesome. So congratulations to all the fans that came out. And you know what? Murray and the team doing a great job. Everybody there who was volunteering, either selling merch, selling food, helping out with on-ice activities, all that stuff. Hats off to you. It's a great program. It's a great show. You'll love it. That's what you need. You need this kind of thing. You need to be involved. You need the people to be involved in the community. So this is a big, big thing for them. Shout out to the Black Bears. This weekend, they are on the road again. Yeah, way to be on the road again. We will get content ID'd for that one. So the Black Bears, no home cooking. No home cooking this weekend, I think. I'm gonna eat my words when I look at the schedule. I don't do prep. I do very little prep. I will say that. I do very little prep. for the show, and it shows. I will not lie to you. Very little prep, and it shows. But the Black Bears are out in New Jersey, going to Middletown, New Jersey, take on the Titans, 26-27. And then, they will be gone on the road. But they're back home for a set, and then they're off for a long time. They're off until the end of November after that. They'll be gone till the end of November, like Wyclef said. Give a kiss to your mother. So, got that to look forward to. You got some chance to see him. Go see him. We'll promote it next week as well. So, shout out to the Black Bears. Here's hoping they get revenge from the Titans the opening weekend. See how they can fare up against the Titans. The Titans themselves, Titans are pretty good. Titans are kind of good. So, I mean, they're right above them in the standings, 8-6-0. I mean, it's a team that can score, a team that can keep the puck out of the net. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see what they can do against the Titans, hopefully get vengeance for the opening weekend. So, shout out to them. Moving on to the college ranks, Team Maryland first. Team Maryland, again, another bye weekend. They'll play tomorrow, Wednesday, the 24th, an afternoon game at Piney. Go down and check it out if you're hearing this on the 24th or before the 24th. If you're listening to it after, I guess you missed it. Check your local listings. Go to teammaryland.com for that. To the college ranks, the Maryland D2 team, they had a bye this week. But the D3 team, this is interesting. So they had on their schedule, they had a weekend in New Jersey, a lovely weekend in New Jersey. Who doesn't want to spend a lovely weekend in New Jersey? They had games at Rutgers. They had games at Rowan University, and they had a game at Stockton College. Rutgers and Rowan, the day that Maryland was supposed to play them, apparently were playing other teams, so I don't think Maryland played them. So I guess they were canceled? I don't know. Then they lost 6-1 to Stockton. Maryland D3, please clarify what the hell's going on. It'd be great if you could. Update your site every once in a while. Same with you, D2. Let's get going. Help me help you. Be passionate about your damn team. One team that's passionate about their team, the Towson University Tigers. They didn't have great games this weekend. I am not going to front for that. Slippery Rock came into town, and Slippery Rock, boy howdy, was that something. Slippery Rock won on Saturday night, 7-1 over Towson, out shooting them 38-33. Kenny Wong with the only goal for the Towson Tigers, and Jacob Schneider and Jake Temkin just seeing a lot of rubber. Then they saw even more the next night as Slippery Rock beat, it was in the morning, Slippery Rock beat Towson 11-2 Sunday morning. Whoo, baby. 14 seconds in, Slippery Rock just scores. Poor Jacob Schneider. Saw 53 shots. Let it alone. Like, you feel bad. Kind of feel bad there. Goals for Towson coming from Simon Goslin and Nathan Daly. Towson was up in this game. After that 14 seconds, they got the next two goals, and then kind of the bottom fell out. Slippery Rocks was pretty good. Slippery Rock is something. They're giving people the slip. It was goddamn terrible. I apologize. So, you know, hey, what can you do? Shout out to the Tigers for trying. They did their best. Woof. Towson's back at it again on Friday night in Westchester, PA. They'll be taking on the Westchester University. And then they're back home on Saturday at Ice World against Lehigh University. Before we see something of a preview the next weekend, I won't spoil it for you. But this weekend at Westchester, then back home for Lehigh. Lehigh Saturday night, 8:30 puck drop at Ice World in Abington, the Bel Air area. So go out and support your Towson Tigers right there, boy. The Naval Academy. The Naval Academy, they had a two-game set, home-and-home set, against the University of Delaware Blue Hens, and came out of it with a split. on Saturday night. Was it Saturday night or Friday night? Friday night. They're at McMullen, and the University of Delaware just kind of took advantage of it. Took the hospitality of Navy a little bit too kindly. 8-3 was the final on that. Navy out shooting Delaware 43-39. Got goals from Luke Turk. Don't know if it's Bob Turk's kid. I hope it is. Jeffrey Wu also getting a goal, and Luke Turk getting his second of the night as well. So things clicking on all cylinders there. Thatcher Gibbons, 31 saves on 39 shots. Just, just one of those things. One of those things where you just can't get things going. But the next night they went up to Delaware, and they decided to take some hospitality for themselves as Navy won 4-3 at the Fred Rust Arena, right off exit 1 on 95. Connor Hyden with a goal. Brendan Reynolds with a goal. Alexander Vandenberg, the third. I don't think it's a third. Also, and Derlik Golombrowski with the game winner for the United States Naval Academy. Stephen East was the victim of all those goals. Thatcher Gibbons gets the win for the Naval Academy. I got confused because it was a home and home, and I was looking at the home side. So, can you do? So there you go, Navy splitting, getting a nice little win and a loss there. They will be back in action this coming weekend. They'll be at Lehigh on Friday night and then at William Patterson on Saturday night before returning home as November starts. So you got that going for them. The Stevensville Mustangs, their club team, they lost 4-3 at Ryder and then lost 12-5 at Scranton. No really highlights. The ACHC hockey site is terrible. I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to mince words. I voiced my concern last week, and it's still terrible. Scoring is awful there. The only thing they care about is the D1, and even then they have the rankings from last season, not even this season, which you would think they would be on top of because it would help me in any case. There's that. That's it. That's all the college teams. Stevenson University, the D3 team, will start this weekend. The Stevensville men, they will take to the ice starting this weekend. They'll be playing Morrisville. Looks like they're the Mustangs also. Sure, why not? They'll be at home at Stevensville. Former Villa Julie College. If you don't know what Stevensville University is, it's former Villa Julie College. So, booyah. The Stevensville University women, who were picked in a preseason poll amongst the coaches to finish tied for first in the Mid-Atlantic Conference. So the women, they're going to be up in Massachusetts to start off with. They'll be taking on the UMass Boston. I guess that's Lighthouses is their logo. And then they'll be taking on the New England College Pilgrims. No word of a lie, that's them before they get into MAC play the next weekend. But the Stevensville women, they could be ones to watch. This is a championship team, championship caliber. I mean, coaches don't lie; they see the talent here. We'll keep a keen eye on the women at Stevensonville. I don't know why I want to say Ville. Stevenson University all year long. So good luck to the Mustangs as they go into their first weekend. Turning a little to some high school hockey, and I mean little, because the season hasn't started yet. Exhibition games going on kind of up and down all over the place, but the season's starting to get underway for a lot of the high schools. A little bit of a rundown here and a little bit of a disclaimer. I am not one for public high schools. Not that I have anything against them. I just legitimately, when I was playing back in my day, there wasn't a big public school demographic. Now it's just in like Flynn. It's great. Like everyone's all about this, all about that life. So it's really cool to see all the things going in the Maryland Student Hockey League, brought to you by Monumental Sports, given nice little backing there by the Capitals. Getting things going all around Maryland as well. From Arundel, Severna Park to Queen Anne's County, Kent Island, Falston, Easton, South River. South River was one of the big public schools that really got going, as well as River Hill and the Howard County, all the Howard County teams, Glen Elg, Athlin, then into Carroll County, Frederick County, big counties just getting their own area. Then you get to Montgomery. Then you get into your big schools, your Churchills, your Wootons, your Rockville Magruders, your Sherwoods. You get to Charles County, Chesapeake. Then you get to the prep schools, your Bullises, your Mount St. Joe, Hail Alma Mater. You're defending Gonzaga Eagles. Gonzaga's a powerhouse, man. Archbishop Spalding. I'll be keeping an eye on them. My boy Rob Tranton behind the bench there. Calvert Hall, Curley, and you can't think of anything except DeMath. Despite of what you hear, DeMath is still there. Tony McCulley and the crew there doing a hell of a job. Always have top class organization there. So there's gonna be a lot of teams to look forward to. A lot of new life, I'm sure. My own Mount St. Joseph. That'll be starting up next Monday. A lot of teams starting up with their little exhibition schedule before they get into league play. And then go from there. How is DeMath on non-league game? Oh, that's right. They play MIAA, too. Holy crap. Oh, the alumni game's on the 22nd. See if I can fly down there for that. Anyway, I'm just talking out loud. Get out to your local high school. If any of your kids play high school hockey or know of anybody, go out there and see them. It's a fun time. The atmosphere there has been growing leaps and bounds. It's been huge, and it's really cool. It's a good atmosphere to have around, and especially with teams like the Black Bears and Team Maryland and Stevenson University. And of course, like I said, the Caps winning the Stanley Cup, which sparked a lot of the things in 98. A lot of people getting interested in hockey at all levels. I mean, I think that it's a good deal. So go out and support your local high school hockey team. You won't regret it. And, hey, maybe your kid will be playing out there, too. And I'll feature him here and there. See how it goes. See how the how the websites update. All about how the websites can't be there all at one place. See how the websites update. Or there is also a good resource to go to. If you are into a deeper Maryland DC area kind of situation. I'll throw at DMV Hockey. DMV Hockey Prospects. They promote top players from the area, so that's really cool of them. And they have a lot of extra scores. They have they follow a lot of things, so that's pretty cool. So at DMV Hockey, giving them a shout out. And look, see, even here, they gave the U16 team for the Team Maryland AAA won the Motown Classic. That's pretty damn cool. Good for that Team Maryland. So we'll see how this all goes. At DMV Hockey, great people there. So congrats. Some players. Players with some big. Everyone else in this season hasn't really got off to a great start. It's going to take some time. But we'll get them all in there one way or another. Adam Varga of the Mississauga Steelheads of the Ontario Hockey League, Major Junior up there in Canada, got his first goal on Thursday for the Steelheads. Shout out to him. It's been a slow start for him. A lot of pressure for him to come up as a 16-year-old. In Major Junior, especially coming from Maryland, when he played with, you know, Team Maryland, he played with I think the Skipjacks organization just a little bit. So he's making his way. He's making the best of what he can do. Mike Chen of the South Carolina Stingrays, Bethesda guy, goal on Tuesday. He's played limited action being a rookie in the ECHL. But he's getting his time in. He's earning his ice time. Got a goal on Tuesday. So shout out to him. Nick Sorkin of the Worcester Alas. Got an assist on Saturday. Puts him up to 2 assists in 3 games. Worcester not playing a lot of games. But away we go. And Haley Skrupa of the Boston Pride. She got herself an assist on Saturday against the Connecticut Whale. And a victory. Connecticut or Boston Pride rolling along. Skrupa a goal and 3 assists. Goal and 3 assists in 3 games. So she's lighting the world on fire. So there's that. We'll be keeping a little bit of track things here and there, of course, with the high school season, college season, all the seasons. Who knows what's going to happen? Who knows how long we can make it? Get some interviews. Who knows? See how it goes. But I think that's it. I think I've droned on long enough about Maryland hockey. Appreciate it. Appreciate all you guys for listening. Means more to me than you'll ever know. Face Off Hockey Show is the main show. Soderstrom Bubbles, your history podcast. This is where you come for Maryland hockey. We're all under the Face Off Hockey Show media faction banner. And we have a Patreon. If you want to give little or a lot, patreon.com/faceoffhockeyshow. All the money goes back into the show, whether it be for equipment, for travel, for advertising our stuff, getting the show even further out there. Anything that we can do to make the show better, make the experience better for the listeners, we will do what we can for you, the listeners. Patreon.com/faceoffhockeyshow. You know this podcast is at Chesapeake HW Pod. The Facebook FOHS Radio. Check out Johnny P's fantastic, fantastic work at the Black Bears games, getting some great photographs. Photography is his muse. Getting a lot of stuff there, so it was really cool. Go check out the Facebook page if you haven't. A lot of you have, so I appreciate you guys going and checking that out. That's it. That's all. I'm Scotty Waz. Take care of yourself and someone else. This has been Chesapeake Hockey Week on the Face Off Hockey Show Media Faction, powered by Blog Talk Radio. Catch you next time through. Talk about the Black Bears. Talk about Team Maryland. Talk about Maryland University. Talk about everything we possibly can fit into this. It's 30 minutes. A little 30 minutes. A little bit of your time. Appreciate it. Appreciate all you guys do. Thanks for listening again. Chesapeake Hockey Week. Get some Clutch and Crab Hockey out there this week there, hon. See you next time.